The words of Jesus Christ are not bound to one people group, one nation, or one generation. In the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly used the word, whosoever. This single word proves that his invitation, his promises, and his warnings are for everyone who will listen and respond. The word, whosoever, tears down every wall of limitation, showing that his message is for all people in every time and place. 1. Whosoever believes will have eternal life, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 verse 16. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. John chapter 4 verses 13 to 14. Here Jesus shows that eternal life is not limited to the Jews, nor to those living in his day. The promise is for whosoever believes and whosoever drinks. The invitation extends to every person, regardless of background, culture, or time period. 2. Whosoever commits sin is in bondage, but whosoever believes is free. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. John chapter 8 verse 34. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? John chapter 11 verse 26. Sin is a universal problem that enslaves whosoever commits it. But the good news is also universal, for whosoever believes in Jesus will live forever. His words apply equally to all humanity because all are sinners in need of his saving power. 3. Whosoever denies or confesses him will be judged by that response. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew chapter 10 verses 32 to 33. The word whosoever makes this clear, no one is exempt from this truth. Every person, in every generation, must decide whether to confess or deny Jesus. The consequence of that choice is eternal. 4. Whosoever desires to follow must deny self. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. Mark chapter 8 verse 34. And whosoever doth not bear his cross, and come after me, cannot be my disciple. Luke chapter 14 verse 27. Discipleship is not limited to the first century followers of Jesus. It is the same requirement for whosoever desires to follow him today, self-denial and wholehearted devotion. 5. Whosoever humbles himself will be exalted, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Matthew chapter 23 verse 12. Pride and humility are not cultural or temporary issues. The words of Jesus apply eternally, promising that whosoever humbles himself will be lifted up by God. Conclusion: the repeated use of the word, whosoever, in the Gospels proves beyond doubt that the words of Jesus are for everyone, not just the Jewish people, and not just for those who lived in his time. Whosoever believes will be saved. Whosoever sins is bound, but whosoever believes is free. Whosoever confesses him will be acknowledged before the Father. Whosoever desires to follow must deny self. Whosoever humbles himself will be exalted. His invitation, his promises, and his warnings reach across every border, every century, and every heart. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 verse 16. The word whosoever means you. It means me. It means all.